The heat and humidity continues. The average high temperature right now, 87 degrees, and we're solidly getting into the 90s, at least the last several days, and for at least the next several. We're looking at feel-like temperatures that will be very uncomfortable as well, anywhere from about 100 to 106 degrees or so. It's not quite as extreme, the heat, as the last several days or what we had yesterday, but still bad enough and well above average. Our high temperature, by the way, yesterday topped out at 96 degrees, officially missed the record high at the International Airport by just a degree of 97. And of course, feel like temperatures were topping out not too far from 110. That did help to trigger a few locally heavy afternoon storms yesterday. And same story today, although coverage should be a little bit better, maybe half the area or so getting a heavy downpour for a time this afternoon. Now, with a storm movement to the northeast at about 10 to 15 miles per hour, the best chance for storms will be near and east of Highway 301 and especially from about I-95 to the beaches. Scattered, but locally heavy with some frequent lightning. So walkers and bikers headed home from school this afternoon, those students may be delayed in some areas, so keep that in mind, parents. Otherwise, highs today in the mid-90s, and again, those feel-like temperatures well above 100 degrees. More of the same for tomorrow, another day into the 90s with some scattered afternoon showers and storms. Wednesday, we start to see the storms become a little more widely scattered, and we still reach the low 90s because a good part of the day will have a wind out of the west. But it's a wind shift that's pretty important for Thursday and Friday. It starts to come in off the Atlantic, the wind will, and that drops temperatures a bit. Now, water temperatures are still well into the 80s this time of year, but it helps out some. So beach temperatures, a tendency to be in the mid to upper 80s by late week, and inland temperatures topping out about 89 to 92, so it's not as hot, it's not as extreme, but it's still no better than average, if not still a little bit above average, especially inland. And with that wind shift, we'll see the best chance for showers by Thursday and Friday, closer to the coast in the morning and pretty widely scattered, and then a few showers and thunderstorms mainly well inland west of I-95 in the afternoon hours. So that'll be a little bit of a pattern change as we get later into the week. In the tropics, of course, Florence coming ashore Friday morning right on the North Carolina, almost, well, just a little bit north of the North and South Carolina border. They're very close to Wilmington, Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina, drifting slowly west and southwestward through the weekend, producing amazing and historical rainfall amounts with some horrific video and pictures coming out of parts of the Carolinas, especially from about northeastern South Carolina around Myrtle Beach up into a good part of North Carolina. Finally, the Florence downgraded, but we'll still have enough of a circulation and upper level support and humidity to trigger heavy rain now from parts of Virginia and West Virginia up into Pennsylvania and eventually, believe it or not, New England as the system finally moves offshore tomorrow and tomorrow night near Boston, producing still some heavy rain in its path and localized flooding. Conditions will be gradually improving for the Carolinas as far as rainfall goes. There still will likely be a few lingering heavy bands of rain today, but much, much more on and off than has been the case the last few days. And then finally, by the time we get to by the middle and end of the week, the rain will have diminished a great deal. The problem is that the big rivers take a longer time to crest. There's a lag period there. So while the smaller streams and the ponding and standing of water will subside the next few days, the rivers, in many cases, the bigger rivers at least, will not crest until at least mid to late week, if in some cases not later. And that means continued flooding for an extended period of time. But there'll be some gradual improvement at least over the next few days. As far as the rest of the tropics are concerned, some good news, much cleaner, quote-unquote, Atlantic Basin. Helene and also Joyce, far out over the eastern and northeastern Atlantic, final summaries and advisories have been issued, moving out over the northeast Atlantic harmlessly. We have what's left of Isaac over the Caribbean. It continues to produce some bursts of thunderstorms, and Jamaica will be included in some of that heavy rain and gusty winds today. But it does not appear that conditions are favorable for regeneration as this moves into the northwest Caribbean and then eventually the western Gulf of Mexico. There's quite a bit of dry air and a fair amount of shear, so that should hold Isaac in check, and it looks like we'll be able to write that one off soon enough. And then we go quiet for a while. But I am watching the area between the Bahamas and Bermuda for potential low pressure development by this weekend that could try to go tropical, although indications are that would likely stay out to sea. And then also watching the following week, so next week, the potential for some activity coming off Africa yet again and what could be one last surge of deep tropical systems, the kind of systems that come off the coast of Africa. Still a long ways out. That's something, though, we'll be tracking in the coming days, of course. More Talking the Tropics with Mike. at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. On this Victory Monday, have a great day. Stay cool. Lots of water with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.